Zana Bell Woods, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
2 years ago at the AIDS conference in Toronto, the feminization of AIDS, in my view, had a very high profile. I think principally because of the speech that Melinda Gates gave at the opening ceremony. What is your expectation of the attention that issue will get here in Mexico City?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the momentum around highlighting the feminization of the epidemic also came from thousands of women around the world who have been affected by the epidemic. So we saw from every region that there was a resounding call for governments, donors, policymakers, and HIV organizations themselves to start incorporating into their work a gender analysis to make sure that women were engaged in their organizations, at the table, in the delivery of services, and also, most importantly, in many ways, in the allocation of resources for the AIDS response. 2 years later, we see that we have we had a momentum in Toronto, but in many ways, I think that momentum did not translate into specific action. So I think now we're at a place where we're saying we had this call from leaders in the AIDS community, from women living with HIV, from youth activists also who were saying young women are most affected by this, disproportionately impacted. We heard from the grandmothers, and we also heard from Melinda Gates, who said we really need to focus on women.
What action had you hoped would come out of Toronto as a result of Toronto that didn't? Mm-hmm. What is your hope for Mexico City?
I think that Toronto was a turning point in terms of our understanding of how HIV is affecting women and girls. What we hope will come out of Mexico is beyond that understanding, for people to go away with very specific ideas about what that can mean on the ground. So what does it mean to address the intersection between violence against women and HIV? What are some of the things that are working well, and how can they be replicated, taken to scale, adapted to the realities of the different countries where the epidemic is being felt?
You're going to be speaking Friday at a plenary. What will you be talking about there? What will your call to action be?
I think very similar to what I've talked to you about just now. We want to make sure that the rhetoric is really translated into action. We see that there is progress, and we welcome progress in different areas. Particularly, we have just heard of the call by the ministers of health from Latin America for sexuality education, sexual health education for young people in schools. There is a greater commitment there. We want to make sure that where there are those commitments, that they are actually, there's an investment, and that they don't stop at rhetoric. So I think in many ways, what we hope to see at the end is some real concrete ideas of where we can move forward.
I've read where you've been quoted as saying what you want to see when it comes to women and AIDS is a more integrated approach than what may currently exist. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when we talk about delivery of services that are HIV specific, we would like to make sure that we look at the different impacts that whether it's prevention programs, treatment programs, care and support programs, that they look at the impact that they're having on men and women, young people and older people, that we have some sort of disaggregation. Because I think the first thing that we need is to get the facts right, to get the evidence right about what is working and what isn't. I think an integrated approach would also involve greater investments in sexual and reproductive health, given that it is women and young women who access those services. Also, an integrated approach would mean that when we look at prevention of mother-to-child transmission or vertical transmission of HIV, that we're also looking at sustained treatment for those women who are being given the intervention for the prevention of vertical transmission. So that means that women who are living with HIV should be receiving a variety of services, not just that one intervention.
Okay.
Sustained treatment, counseling, support. So there's a whole range of services that they need that are not yet available.
When you look around the world, the countries most impacted by AIDS, what country can you look at and say, this one is getting it right?
Wow, that's a very difficult question. You know, we've heard today that there's not, at the opening ceremony, that there, and I think there's it, that's been echoed by many other people, that there's not a single solution. So we will not have a perfect biomedical solution. We will not have, we will not make progress until we integrate human rights, gender equality. I think that, there are places where there's hope. And we have heard of some good examples where governments move very quickly and in the response, where they took on sort of some of the heavy and controversial issues around combating homophobia, around working with sex workers and people who use drugs. So I think that there are many countries where there are good examples of courageous efforts. And even where we use those examples, such as Brazil, where they moved quickly to address the epidemic, particularly in these three groups, sex workers, people who use drugs, and men who have sex with men, we're seeing new rising rates of infection among women, particularly young women. And I think to some extent, it's due to the fact that we have focused on those groups without looking at how it affects female drug users, female sex workers, and the partners of men who have sex with men. So gender inequality, even in the countries where we've had success, really needs to come hand in hand, particularly in countries that have moved forward who are now maybe seeing some rolling back because they have not acted on gender equality.
I have one final question, turn the corner a little bit. As you know, this is the first conference in Latin America. What impact do you think that has on this region as it moves forward?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is actually my region. I am right. From El Salvador, so it makes me very proud to be here in my region. I think that the impact that it will have in the epidemic and how it's seen and the response is that we are talking about some issues that are obviously, again, controversial in this, particularly in this region. We're talking about issues that men who have sex with men, but generally issues of homophobia in our countries. We are talking about sort of the marginalization of many groups. And so I hope that the dialogue and the boundaries that are pushed often during these debates will actually have a very positive impact on how we continue to move forward in this region.
Thank you so much. Zonabel Woods of the Ford Foundation, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.